Modern Divination by Isabel Agajanian. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue. Her own face lasted longer in the public eye. It was plain, unassuming, and most importantly, it was easy to forget. It still took effort to maintain this shape, admittedly less than for a full body transformation. Her edges weren't normally this clean, but rather faded, like residual colour on a dirty paintbrush. Her eyes were brown, but not nearly this bright. Under this spell, her appearance still boasted some semblance of life, even if the reality was much grimmer. Leona Sum was dying. Slowly, unforgiving to the eyes. A young woman with dark ringlet curls entered the bathroom behind her, flashing a cordial smile to Leona's reflection in the mirror before disappearing into a stall. She reeked of power, of God's gifted magic. A gold mine, she thought. Of what brand Leona could only discover by trading one spell for another. This mask, for a moment, effacing her true form. Leona's fingers curled around the edges of the sink. Her mask slipped undetected. The colour in her skin faded to ash. Her unglamoured body had wasted to paper skin and brittle bones during her pursuits of change. She couldn't stand to face herself in the mirror, so she cast her gaze to the sink. She didn't need to see the other woman to find out what magic she possessed. This spell spread like a sound wave, emanating from the epicenter of her body until it could needle out the truth. What kind of magic was the girl hiding? Was it anything useful? Anything that could save her? She'd given up trying to prevent her looming death. The end was inevitable, after all, and she was in no position to challenge fate. But Leona knew this was not where she was supposed to be when Judgment Day came. She would be the rising sun of a new generation of witches, at the helm of a new order. She would die a saint, a martyr. She would not die without having first changed the world. And for that, she needed to live. If the magic in her own body wouldn't sustain her long enough, she'd have to get creative. The toilet flushed. Leona killed the spell like the embers of tobacco beneath her foot.
Did you hear that too? That whistling? The girl asked.
She started the tap at the sink beside Leona, scrubbing her hands raw. Leona laughed, settling back into her new skin.
I thought I was just imagining it.
Oh no, the girl said. I would have assumed it was you, but it didn't sound like anything humanly possible.
Leona watched the girl flick her hands dry. Whistling? Over the years, she'd developed her own catalogue of magical responses to the spell, each one a tell for the gift a witch possessed. Whistling was new, not something she could trace back to a magical gift she'd encountered before. It could be good, promising, interesting at the very least.
I love your shoes, by the way, Leona said.
The girl paused beside the hand dryer, shifting her weight onto her other hip, and smiled.
I'm so glad you said that. I couldn't tell if they were too clunky for the outfit tonight.
Small talk could get you far. Small talk could make great waves in the grand scheme of things. The girl was comfortable here in this conversation. She could afford to keep her friends waiting. Leona had seen the group of supposed uni students positioned sparsely around a large booth before she came in. Blithe smiles, vodka-flushed faces. The scent of magic had been clear. Of the group, one body possessed blessed blood.
Are you a student? Leona asked.
Her last sourcing in Edinburgh had been messy, which drove her back to England, and then here, to Cambridge, which she hadn't touched yet. She could only assume the girl beside her belonged to one of them.